Case number 10,509, Frederick G. and Diane C. Searby, east of Long Neck Road, northwest corner of Bald Cypress Street and Walnut Street, being lot 38 within Bay City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Names and addresses, please.
Diane Searby.
Frank Searby.
We live in New Jersey and we have a home to go.
What's the
25926
Walnut Street, Millsboro.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes.
What we're doing is we're requesting a variance to exceed the 35% minimum
coverage
of our lot.
Okay.
And the reason why, well, we really didn't know we exceeded it until we had the survey done, but it's for us to reasonably use the property. It hasn't, wait a minute, where am I at here? Oh, can a property be developed as strict conforming with the zoning ordinance without a variance? Actually, no, because the property already
is over.
It's over the 35%. Right now, we're at 38% coverage of the property.
Just top two.
The other thing that entered into it, I can explain it by going through chronologically what happened to us, how we got to this point. We bought the house in 2002, and it had the deck in the front of the house, the 12 by 19 foot deck, already existed when we bought the house. And then in 2003, about a year later, we put up a portable shed, which is about 98 square foot. The problem comes in that we didn't know about until we had the survey, until we talked to the people from the county, is we never got a permit for the shed. And the reason was, we were told by the people that we bought the shed in 2002 that you didn't need a permit. Nobody would care and doesn't make any difference. So we didn't get a permit. Then in 2005, we applied to the county. By the way, there was a permit issued by the county for the front deck, the 12 by 19 foot deck, from the builder of the property or the house that we bought it from. So that was already existing. In 2005, we put a permit in. We had a permit, a building permit, to put the 9 by 18 foot deck on the back of the house on the Walnut Street side. And that was approved by the county, or by the, I guess, the inspectors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at that time, there was no problem at all. Unfortunately, that put us, after we had the survey done, when you calculate out the square footage, that put us at 38% of the existing property. And the other question that came up is why we're here. Well, what our intention was to enclose the 12 by 19 deck on the front of the house to increase our living space. We recently made the decision, well, about a year ago, to sell our house in New Jersey, and we're going to move to Delaware and retire here. And we have a rather large family. We have five children, 12 grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. And I think there's still room for expansion there. But we need the room when we have people. Plus, we have other activities in our house, and the 1,500 square foot house that it is now is tight, so we'd have the extra room for that. And the reason for the extension, which puts us, if we put the 8 by 10 proposed deck on the front end of the house, it's not a big deck, and it's mostly for an entranceway into the front of the house. That would put us at a total percentage of 39.5%. And The other questions that are on here, I can go through them. Effect on the surrounding neighbors or character of the neighborhood really won't have any effect on any of our neighbors, because in the front of our house there's a lagoon, and the lagoon covers the front of the house and the south side. What's the other question? Various subjects permitted to impair use of development of an adjacent property has no effect at all on the adjacent property at all. Is it detrimental to public welfare? I can't believe it would be.
Yes.
Will the variance represent the least modification possible regulations issue? Yes, I think so, yes. Variance necessary to...
Excuse me, why do you think so?
What is the question? A variance represents least modification possible for regulation at issue. Well, my wife and I, we need the additional room. And that's really what our intention is, to close in the room. Yeah. The deck is pre-existing, and all we're doing is closing it in. Mm-hmm. You know, we are expanding the footprint by the 8x10 little porch, but that's all. Everything else is in existence right now. Mm-hmm. And is it our fault? I think we have to take some... You know, for being ignorant of what we could have done back in 02 that put us over to 35. But they represent least modification possible to regulations. I think so. Special use, adversely use the adjacent neighboring property. I think it has no effect there. And we have really no other requirements. You know, we're not impinging on our neighbor. We're not changing anything, except we're closing in an existing square footage. Mm-hmm. Now, and we're adding that a little bit. We did not know that we exceeded the 35% until the survey was completed. Our survey, the other survey, we really didn't know. You know, when Bay City had their survey done, it came up with it. We had 5,404 square foot. Mm-hmm. That didn't tell us what we had. Mm-hmm. And we did make an assumption that we were probably pretty close to 35%, not knowing what it was until we had the survey done, which cost us a considerable amount of money, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But it was worthwhile. It put everything on exactly what we have and exactly what we want to do. It was, we had no intention of skirting or, you know, trying to get away with one or anything like that. Just the circumstances put it to this point.
Mrs. Isaacs, there's already been a variance granted for more than 35% in 2003, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
Not at this time.
No, me neither. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions from members of the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One?
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's One, two, three, four. Keep them up, please. Five, six. Okay. Those that would like to speak in opposition, would you please come forward and be sworn at this time? Again, all those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward. Last call. This one lady has a bid.
Name and address.
Thank you.
Chihuahua.
Address?
666 Clifton Drive.
We got it.
You got it.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. You swear affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
And you're in opposition?
I'm sorry?
And you're in opposition to this?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Pat Weil. You guys know me. And I have a home in Bay City. I'm objecting to this variance request. The park, Bay City Park, recently went through a moratorium and a new survey. This lot that is requesting a variance went from 5,000 square feet to 5,404 square feet to bring everything, which was the double wide, the front deck, the back deck, and the shed into compliance. This home is already over 35%, and the code allows 35% for a reason. As you know, if a home is over 35%, the lot becomes insufficient for proper soil drainage. Sussex County does not enforce the stormwater runoff issue in the county because they don't have the manpower. That's what we've been told over the years. We cannot keep granting variances simply just to add more structures on the lot. It must be a true hardship. This landlord does not have the proper drainage to support these large homes on the lots. Here is a picture of what happens to the lower lots when a home exceeds 35%. We have over 40 homes in Bay City that we're collecting the information that have this kind of problem, stormwater runoff. You know us, we've been here so many times. We've been in a situation where, unfortunately, the homeowners are caught. The landlord placed a double wide, built a deck, didn't file for a variance, and now the homeowner's having to file for a variance. There's not a variance on file for exceeding the 35%. There's also not a variance on file for the setbacks. It doesn't meet the 10-foot setbacks. And unfortunately, you know, we disagree with the fact that there needs to be a survey of land that they don't own. My objection to the 35% is because of the water problems. Let me make sure that you guys... information that Lawrence Lank gave us about the proposal. And the problem again, the landlords put these double wides, put the decks on, put the back decks on, don't even tell the people that they're in violation until they start to do something, then they find they're in violation. They have to pay the $400 to get the variance. The overbuilding of the 35% on these lots do create health and safety issues. In the picture in the packet, there's a picture I've met with Mr. Painter. Mr. Painter lives two houses down from this home. Mr. Painter is a retired, disabled senior citizen. When it rains, he can't get out his doorway. And you've got pictures of some of the stormwater runoff. A hardship is considered as a handicap ramp or the like. This is to enclose a deck, to make a room, and to build another deck, exceeding the 35% code. Sussex County cannot keep doing this. People like us on the lower lots are suffering. There's no enforcement for the drainage in the parks. And unfortunately, those pictures can show you what happens to the lower lots when they exceed the 35%. Don't get me wrong, these homes are beautiful. I have nothing against the homes or the homeowners. It's the fact that it exceeds the 35%, and we're having health and safety issues. We're having erosion problems. I'm just asking that we do follow the code because it's there for a reason. Thank you.
Well, may I ask you one question? All of these erosion problems that you're talking about in the lot's going from 5,000 square feet to 5,404 square feet without the owners knowing it. Have they addressed this with the owner of the park?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Has the owner of the park been addressed with any of these concerns that you're presenting to us outside of what's on the application? Again, the drainage problems? Have you addressed that with the owner of the park about them putting the field dirt in?
Well, DenRec does not allow the homeowner to raise the lots anymore.
No, I know, but my question was, have you talked to the park owner about any of this?
The drainage?
Or any of these issues, other than this? You're talking about, you're saying you don't think they need a survey, but their lot goes, let me finish, man, did it go from 5,000 to 5,404? How are we supposed to? You're saying that it's not their fault. Have you talked to the landowner about, or the owner about this?
What happened to the survey recently in Bay City, where the Board of Adjustments had two cases, they issued a survey to be done. The landlord told the surveyor, you go through the park and bring everybody into compliance.
Okay.
If they're not into compliance, take the land, you come back to the office and I'll tell you which neighbor to take it from. Well, what happened was most of us lost lot, or land. 189 lots grew in Bay City. So if your question is, yes, we have talked to the landlord about drainage. My husband and I did file a lawsuit, and after 3 years, we did win that lawsuit. However, you already know in the state of Delaware, there's no way to enforce the drainage.
Okay.
The courts come send us back to the county.
But the drainage is not the issue right yet. I'm talking about lot size. How do you...
If you exceed the 35%, according to the engineers, the problem is the water has nowhere to go but to run off the lot.
Okay.
It's and what do you call it? Impervious?
Impervious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've had two engineer studies done, and if it exceeds 35%, there's nowhere for the water to go, so it just runs off the lot, and the lower lots have those water problems.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you for my question. Just one more, ma'am.
Oh,
ma'am, another question.
Does his lot cause a lot of problems with runoff?
I'm sorry?
Does his lot
cause higher lots on that street cause runoff, stormwater runoff to Mr. Painter's lot?
Because he had to fill dirt and got it up so high?
Yeah.
And it's running off.
And in my case, in both cases, the judges did find that the landlords were the cause of the problem for the stormwater runoff because of the high lots and because there's no drainage. And because the homes exceed the 35% without the drainage, so it's a catch-22.
And you said DenRec stopped that now?
DenRec has stopped that, but if you see in the picture, there is three great big piles of dirt that he's getting ready to raise that area, so DenRec is aware of it.
So I'll give you a chance to let her finish. I promise you.
DenRec stopped anybody from putting dirt in?
Raising the lots, yeah. Like if you'll notice, like with Mr. Tunnel and the other, they raise the home. Mm-hmm. They leave the land level and they put in drainage. Bay City is not like that. He raises the houses 3 to 4 feet, doesn't put any drainage, and then what happens is the lower lots get all the water and it goes back and forth on the lower lots.
So you're all taking legal action in there then, I assume?
We took legal action to try to get them to fix it.
Right.
And the state of Delaware, we won in JP court, but he gave him 60 days to fix it, and if he didn't fix it, we could get 25% off the rent.
Okay.
The landlord came back to us and said, I'll just jack up the rent. So then we
had no control of that, and as you well know.
So then we appealed it, and then the Superior Court ruled that they were the cause of the problem, and they had to. We got reimbursed for the lack of use. Mm-hmm. However, in the state of Delaware, there's no enforcement for the drainage, so now DenRec is pushing us to the county, and that's what we're working with some of the legal eagles.
And when you say they from DenRec, who's they pushing you towards the county?
Frank Piorco.
From DenRec?
Mm-hmm.
Is pushing you to come to the county to take these type of actions?
For drainage.
Frank, okay. Let me get that. Piorco, okay.
And Lawrence Lank, he's involved. He knows we talk. He talks with Frank, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I just marked. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, sorry, any other questions, Mr.?
Any other?
Okay. Mr. Mills, did you have any questions? I'm sorry.
No.
Do you have a question for me? Okay. Alrighty. I'll give you a chance for a rebuttal. If you want to come back up to the mic, please.
Sure.
A quick rebuttal.
Well, as far as the drainage goes on our property.
You know, Mr. Chairman, I'm really not interested in hearing anything about drainage. We're talking about that.
I'm not either, because we don't have any problem with drainage.
Okay.
We just had 3 days of high tide, and there was a lot of water around our property.
Well,
when the tide went down, this morning, there was no water laying. There's no still standing.
With all
water.
Due respect, I'm not convinced that you've addressed the standards for granting a variance, so you might want to give it one more try.
What standard, please?
There's five standards.
Five of them, sir.
You're familiar with those?
Let me go back, I'll go through them.
All I heard was, we think, but you haven't convinced me, and I'm sure the other board members that...
I'm sorry about that. As far as variances go, I'll go down the list here.
Yes, you have to meet all five.
Uniqueness, our property has no uniqueness, really.
Okay.
Possibility for development, can the property be developed in a strict conformity with the zoning ordinance? No.
Why? It's already developed, is it not already developed?
It has been developed already.
Then it's developed.
I mean, I'm...
Okay, you've answered that, go ahead, next one.
Next one, please.
You know, a part of it, yes, I can accept the responsibility of it, but the county...
The question is, can the property be developed in strict conformity? And yes, it has been, so go to the next one.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, okay, I'm not...
I don't understand.
I understand.
This is the first time I've been in front of this kind of thing, I'll tell you the truth. Is variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? I have to say yes.
Why?
Because we have a large family, we want to make the home our permanent residence, and we're just taking existing property and closing it in, with the exception of the 80-square-foot little deck.
Okay.
So that we can get in and out of the home.
Okay. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, explain why.
No.
Some of the difficulty's been by us, but the county actually added to the difficulty when they issued us a permit back in 2005 for the porch, for the deck in the back. That put us where we're at today, and nothing was said then.
Well, if, had they not issued the permit...
They did, yes.
Okay, but had they not, then you wouldn't have deck to add on to, correct?
Well, I'm not sure what we would have done.
Okay.
We would have done something. I mean, our intention is not to, you know, exceed whatever we want to build. Our intention is to comply.
Okay.
Has been all along. Effective surroundings, not going to change the character of the neighborhood.
Why is that? Are there other properties that are in excess of 35%?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
I actually don't.
All right, thank you.
And answered your questions?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
That's it?
Yeah, you answered Mr. Moses' questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive two letters in opposition. One from Mrs. Wild, and one from Mr. Dan Wayne.
Two in opposition?
You've been supplied with those.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. All righty. Well, gentlemen, we heard from the office, they had two letters in opposition that was sent in, and then we've got these two packets here, too.
Those are the same.
They're the same. Okay, thank you, Brad. Okay, hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, 2003, we granted a variance.
Yep.
To allow the applicant or the property owner to exceed 35%. Typically, that's usually, you know, the end of it. I don't know of many other, if any other cases that we've granted, again, more, once we've granted 35%.
No.
I'm not convinced that the applicant meets the standards for granting the variance. In fact, I feel pretty certain they don't. And therefore, I make a motion we deny case number 10,509.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second. I agree with John. I think the lot is
Max.
I said we agree with John.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,509. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is carried. Case is denied. Okay, the board's going to stand recess for. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now call the board back in session. We're going to go ahead and go on with the.